When pressed on the issue, Microsoft announced on the eve of our March hearing that it would no longer enforce these restrictive covenants or these restrictive contract provisions, instead of explaining why these provisions were legal. But when the Justice Department filed its suit nearly 3 months later, we learned not only that these restrictive and exclusionary provisions existed, but that Microsoft, in fact, continues to enforce them with respect to the biggest firms such as AOL and CompuServe, notwithstanding Microsoft's prior representations to the committee that these very provisions had been removed from its contract, quote, on a worldwide basis, unquote.